You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is facing calls to take strong action and deal with a sexual assault allegation made against the Attorney-General Christian Porter. On Wednesday, Mr. Porter fronted the media and made a tearful statement about the alleged rape in Sydney 33 years ago, denying that it happened. Mr. Morrison is standing by Christian Porter and resisting pressure for an independent inquiry to be established into the rape accusation from 1988.
I'm pleased that he's taking some time to get support to deal with what has obviously been a very traumatic series of events, as you'd appreciate, and he's getting that support as well as the support of his colleagues as he takes that time, and I'm looking forward to him returning to his duties once that period of leave is completed.
Mr. Morrison says police are the appropriate authority to judge the allegation and they have made a conclusion. He fears a separate investigation could undermine democracy, but independent MPs, Labor and the Greens want an inquiry. It's been revealed detectives from the New South Wales Child Abuse and Sex Crimes Squad met with the alleged victim more than a year ago. The force says investigators were primarily concerned about the woman's welfare after she disclosed that she had a number of health issues. By June last year, the woman again contacted police to say she no longer wanted to proceed with the complaint due to personal and medical reasons, shortly after she took her own life. Labor Senate leader Penny Wong has told the ABC that Australia is experiencing a moment of reckoning with more women speaking up.
Unless there is some form of investigation, some form of process that gives Australians the assurance, the confidence in the first law officer, I think these questions will continue, and it is a matter for the Prime Minister.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese has questioned how confident the nation can be in the first officer of the law.
It's the Prime Minister who solely appoints the Cabinet. No one else. I don't get to appoint the Cabinet, nor do you. He does. Not even the Liberal Party gets to appoint the Cabinet. He needs to satisfy himself and therefore be able to stand up before the Australian people and say that Mr. Porter is a fit and proper person to continue to fulfil that role.
The opposition leader says the family of the alleged victim want answers about the circumstances of her death. In a statement, her relatives said they are still going through considerable grief and they have asked for their privacy to be respected. Meantime, Senator Linda Reynolds insists she has always respected the privacy of her former staff member Brittany Higgins, who alleged she was raped in 2019. The attack allegedly happened in Ms. Reynolds' ministerial office, and there are reports the senator labelled Ms. Higgins a lying cow, forcing the Prime Minister to address the remark.
They weren't made in a public place, and nor were they intended for that. That doesn't excuse it, not for a second. And she made the appropriate apologies to her staff and rectified that.
Mr. Morrison says Linda Reynolds didn't use the words in relation to the sexual assault claim, but was instead expressing frustration about the amount of support being provided. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie wants Ms. Reynolds to resign.
There's just no need for this, and for her to be blamed. What is she sitting in denial? Is she? Seriously. Yeah, I think Reynolds is gone.
Ms. Higgins says the comment is incredibly hurtful and it's evident of the toxic workplace culture at Parliament House. SBS can confirm a lawyer acting for Brittany Higgins has issued a legal demand to Linda Reynolds to withdraw her comments and publicly apologise. Ms. Reynolds announced she was taking medical leave last month and Christian Porter is also taking time off. Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.